Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
St. Ignatius wrote, "He who carries God in his heart bears heaven with him wherever he goes." Almighty God, as we travel today and this weekend, help us to be mindful that what we do and say is a witness to our character and belief. Help us to spend time with our families, knowing that in the weeks ahead, there will be less and less time for us to do that. Help us to spend time in prayer and in your house this weekend, for we know that this will be a year which will call for wisdom and strength that you alone can provide. All this we ask in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Smith, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones,
Senator from Monroe. The quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary will read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, 95th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, first regular session.
You are not recognized, Senator. Don't start that. The Senator.
First day, Wednesday, January 7th, 2009.
The Senator from St. Francois.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though have been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Petitions, memorials, remonstrance. Senator from 13th.
I have a remonstrance.
Send your remonstrance forward.
I ask that it be read. And I also ask if it is proper at this time that it be printed in the journal as well.
It will be printed in the journal. How long is it, Senator?
It's a page.
Read the remonstrance.
Senate Remonstrance 1, offered by Senator Green. Whereas the state of Missouri faces an estimated $342 million budget shortfall for 2009, and whereas it is estimated that more than $500 million in tax credits will be redeemed this year, and whereas it has been projected that the state of Missouri may lose as many as 10,000 jobs this year, and whereas declining property values and weak consumer spending are resulting in sharp declines in state tax revenues, and whereas regardless of the decrease in state revenue, the state is expected to provide for the health, safety, and well-being of its citizens. And whereas last month, in the midst of declining state revenues, projected budget shortfalls for this year and the next, and media reports of continuing declines in fan attendance, the Missouri Development Finance Board approved a measure issuing $25 million in tax credits to the Kansas City Chiefs football team. And whereas just 2 years prior to this most recent grant of tax credits to the Chiefs organization, the state issued $50 million in tax credits to the Chiefs to pay for renovations. And whereas the state of Missouri should take every step to ensure that vital tax incentives be used only to pursue job creation, and whereas the state tax incentives should be used to support small businesses, colleges, and universities, job training and retraining programs, and to help create new jobs that offer both above average wages and health care for employees. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the Missouri Senate, 95th General Assembly, First Regular Session, hereby remonstrates against the misplaced use of essential tax incentives, and be it further resolved that the Secretary of the Missouri Senate be instructed to prepare properly inscribed copies of this remonstrance to the Governor, the Missouri Development Finance Board, the Director of the Department of Economic Development, the Director of the Department of Revenue, and the Commission of the Office of Administration.
Senator?
Self-explanatory. Thank you.
You're on the order of business of petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from third.
I have a resolution.
Send it forward.
Thank you. Would you read it, please? Have it read.
Read the resolution, Senator.
And I would ask for its adoption.
Senate Resolution 14, offered by Senator Engler. Be it resolved by the Senate that the Administrator of the Senate be and is hereby instructed to have placed in the Post Office of the Senate, are delivered each day to such other address as may be designated, up to 3 newspapers for each senator and each elected officer of the Senate, such papers to be designated by the senator or officer, and the expenses of the same to be paid out of the contingent fund of the Senate.
I move for its adoption.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the resolution? Senator from the 8th.
The senator from St. Francis.
Does the senator yield?
I yield.
Senator, what's the current policy?
This is the current policy.
This is.
Now, all I would ask is I have one paper. So
I only get one paper, and so I'm going to go and order some more.
If you feel the need.
No, we can get that. It is good for everybody to understand. We can get 3 different papers.
That's correct.
Thank you.
That's correct. And that's current policy, Senator, and like I said, you don't have to take the whole 3.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Resolution. Concurrent resolution. Senator from the 10th.
Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward.
Mr. President, I would ask that it be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Senator. It shall be printed. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Buchanan.
Would seek unanimous consent to speak on a point of personal privilege.
Senator will be heard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know many of you have heard, and actually I heard during our session yesterday, that Dr. Kent King, who was the Commissioner of Elementary and Secondary Education in our state, passed away after a courageous battle with cancer. I had met with Dr. King just a month ago in my office in St. Joseph, and those of you who have been around cancer patients, you know, they battle for a long time, and in the end, it's very difficult. I've worked with him, you know, almost my entire legislative career, and this was a man that was just, whether you agreed or disagreed with what was happening in DESE, nobody ever argued that this was a man that was dedicated to kids. It didn't make any difference whether it was a child in a small K-8 school district in rural Missouri or a child in one of our urban districts. They were all kids to him, and they all deserved a quality public education. I just know that those of us that had the opportunity to work with him, we will miss him. The kids of this state will miss him. And, Mr. President, if I could ask this body to join me in just a moment of silence for Dr. King's passing.
We'll observe a moment of silence for the memory of Dr. King. Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Introduction of bill. Senator from the 10th.
Mr. President, I have four bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 163, offered by Senator Justice, an act relating to an income tax deduction for qualified hybrid motor vehicle purchases.
Mr. President, I need no explanation for any of this.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 164, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to a sales tax to fund public safety improvements.
Senator.
No explanation.
For any of them?
For any of them.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 165, offered by Senator Justice, an act relating to the imposition of a transient guest tax by certain cities.
Read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill 166, offered by Senator Justice, an act relating to the Missouri Uniform Trust Code.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the second.
Question of bill.
Is it one bill, Senator?
One bill, no explanation is needed, Mr. President.
Thank you. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 167, offered by Senator Roop, an act relating to insurance coverage for the diagnosis and treatment of autism spectrum disorders.
Senator from the 18th. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Read bill.
Sorry. Back
send the bill forward. Please read the bill.
Senate Bill 168, offered by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to a property tax for cemetery maintenance.
Senator from the 18th.
Been dying to introduce that one, Mr. President.
Read the next bill.
Senate Bill 169, offered by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to the regulation and licensing of Medicare Advantage insurance agents.
Senator from the 18th.
Self-explanatory.
Read the final.
Senate Bill 170, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to the MoHealthNet Oversight Committee.
Senator.
Self-explanatory.
Senator from the 26th.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send the bill forward.
It does not need an explanation also. Thank you.
Please read the bill.
Senate Bill 171, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to wine manufacturers.
Any other senator from the 13th?
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Please send the bills forward. Read the bills.
These are less controversial.
Senate Bill 172, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to stormwater management charges.
Senator from the 13th.
Self-explanatory.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 173, offered by Senator Green, an act relating to renewable energy generation grants.
Senator from the 13th.
Mr. President, these are more, or I should say less controversial measures that will be part of my agenda this year. Thank you.
Any other senator have wished to be heard on bills for introduction? Introduction of bills. Seeing none, Senator from the 3rd.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements.
All right, Mr. President, would you recognize me for announcement?
Senator from the 3rd.
Thank you. Let me go over what's going to happen Monday, please. We're going to come in at 10:30. If you're with me here, we're going to come in at 10:30. Bring your coats. because we're going to take roll call, and then we will be escorted to your spots for the inauguration immediately, because it will start at 10:45. So we will be here at 10:30. We will start immediately. We will take roll. We'll go out. At 1:15, we will come back in and take in bills, let some of the new members offer bills, introduce guests that they have, and we will approve minutes and other things necessary for you to be here. So if you can come back in, and we'll only, that session will probably last a half an hour. But at least your friends that have come up for the inauguration can see you in the chamber and working those that couldn't be here for your installation. You need to, if you want to participate in the state reception with the statewide office holders and the Grand March, you need to be in the Senate Lounge at 6:15 Monday evening, 6:15. And then you need to return your march cards, Grand March cards, to the Secretary by Monday. Even if you do not plan to attend, we'd like to know not to expect you so that we can, we have to bring in five House members, one Senate member, and somebody's going to coordinate that. If you're not going to be there, then we need to know that you're not going to be there. That's all I have, Mr. President. If anybody has any questions, they can
We're on the order of business of announcements. Does any other senator seek to speak? Seeing none, the senator from the third.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, if there is no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 10:30 a.m. Monday, January 12th.
You heard the motion by the senator from the third. All those of opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Opposed, say no. Ayes appear to have it. Ayes do have it. We are adjourned.